Welcome to Wake Up and Live with Antoine Glover, bringing you the good in our community, covering real estate trends, new restaurants and businesses, and people making a difference in Southern Colorado. And now, here is your host and real estate expert, Antoine Glover.
Hey, good morning. I'm your real estate expert and host of Wake Up and Live. I'm Antoine Glover. For those new to the show, there's something that's this is really catching the eye and ears, pardon the pun, because we are on radio, from a lot of people here in Southern Colorado. If you're looking for constant negative news, well, you found the wrong place. But if you're looking, if you're curious about the real estate trends here and abroad, as well as what the good people are doing in our community, you found the right channel. This is Wake Up and Live. I have a very special guest or guests this morning. We're going to be talking with them here in just a little bit. But first, let's dive into the real estate market trends brought to you by Cornerstone Real Estate Property Management. If you are needing to rent or looking for a top-notch company to handle all your rental needs, highly recommend you call Cornerstone Property Management, 719-243-6400, and just tell them Antoine sent you. I don't know what you're going to get out of it, but just tell them I sent you. No, I'm just having some fun with you. And tell them you heard it there on Wake Up and Live. So, hey, let's dive right into some real estate trends. You know, when you think of wanting to sell your home, putting your home on the market, a lot of people, and I get it, you start thinking, okay, the fall or the springtime is the best time. It's actually not true. Fall and slash winter is actually the best time, in my opinion, and what I've seen over the years. This is unprecedented times right now in the real estate world because it's basically a year-round, it's a year-round market, right? But why is that going to be a good time for you? But before we get into a couple of points that I want to make, this, if you're thinking about maybe listing your home here in the next couple, 2, 3, 4 months or in the winter, this is what I do with a lot of my clients that are thinking about, you know, I'm going to wait until next year. This is the best time to get your photos. As for me and what I do for my clients, I go ahead and I take their pictures now because it's green, the leaves are changing. And you don't want to, if you can avoid it, you'd want to avoid having snow pictures. You got people from Florida. Oh, you have Floridians moving out here. I'm joking. My guest actually just moved back from Florida, so we're giving her a hard time here. But you have people that are coming in and they see these snow pictures. It's not as desirable. And then you have less tire kickers. So what am I talking about? Usually spring is sprung. Everybody's kind of out and about. They want to see model homes and just what's on the market. I'm telling you, if you're going to be out and about looking for homes in October, November, December, you are serious. There's a reason. You'd rather be at home and hanging out with the family, spending time with, during the holidays. So a lot of people that are, it's like a delayed PCS. We know a lot of that has been happening here due to COVID. But a lot of people are moving here due to jobs. And they are, hey, I need a home. This fills my my bucket list of what I need, and let's go ahead and move forward. So that's kind of like on a parenthetical note, that's what my suggestion is if you're thinking about putting your home on the market. So number one, in addition to what I just was talking to you about there, like I said, buyers are actively on the market. Showing time, which is what us realtors use to set up appointments. They just reported traffic has jumped 60.7% compared to this time last year. Think about this, up 60.7%. I still get a lot of people, and it's kind of like during, it's like I lost my dog, right? They're kind of like, gosh, how's the real estate market? I go, I have never been this busy in the 10 years I've been in this market. I've talked to people who have been doing it for 30, 40 years, have never seen a market so incredibly crazy. I don't know if it's because of COVID. There's so many different variables, but I have never seen it like this. Well, I mean, up 60.7% compared to this time last year. Huge increase. Obviously, it's clear people are ready to buy. They're willing. They're ready to go ahead and purchase. A lot of millennials and the baby boomers. I have a new saying, if you will. Why do you want to downsize? I mean, I can get you into an apartment, but you're like, well, that's too small. So my saying is, I like to find something that's right for you. Let's time to right size. And I think a lot of the baby boomers will be talking about that, and just a lot of millennials that are coming up are not needing a 5,000 square foot house now. I'm not saying it's bad to have one, but they're looking for different ways of living, if you will. So right now, you got to take advantage of the buyer activity that's currently on the market. There's so many buyers out there, and there's not enough homes for sale. Check out this report. The National Association of Realtors announced there were only 1.4 million homes available for sale. So what does that technically mean? That number is down from 18.6, just under 19% from a year ago. This means the majority of the country, there's simply not enough homes out there. Now, due to the health crisis, many homeowners, they're reluctant to list their homes earlier this year. I'm telling you, it's changing, and hopefully it's changing, because I got a lot of buyers right now, and there's just not a lot of options out there. Now, the process is going quickly. Today's ultra-competitive environment has forced buyers to do all they can do to stand out from the crowd, including the pre-approved. I got to stress this as well. Pre-approved and pre-qualified, completely different thing. When you do a pre-qualify, you're basically talking to the lender saying, yep, I work here, I make this amount of money, and there's no real in-depth research on, you know, your tax records and all that. Once you're pre-approved, all you buyers out there get pre-approved. That's like a golden ticket, if you will. So we got to make sure your offers are strong as can be, and that pre-approval is about as good as gold. So this makes the entire selling process is going to go faster. It's going to be simpler, as buyers know exactly what they can afford when they're shopping for a home, right? And number four, there may never be a more important time to move than right now. Now, you're likely to spend much of the last 6 months in your current home. Oh, if I had to stay at home one more day, I was about to lose my mind. But we all made it. But perhaps you now realize how small it is, or you go, I just don't like this place anymore. We've outgrown it. Now you're starting to realize, well, geez, maybe I should put this on the market. If that's your case right now, I think you should just pick up the phone and give me a call. The housing market, bottom line, is prime for sellers right now. So you know how to get a hold of me. Pick up the phone. Give me a call, 719-344-0335. And that's just a quick way to kind of give you a heads up. You know, springtime is not always the best time to go ahead and put your home on the market. And so having said that, I'm going to go ahead and take a little break. We're going to come back. I'm going to introduce you to my guest to show you and tell you the good that they're doing in our community, not just this time right now, but for the last 20 years. So you sit back, relax, and we will talk to you soon. I'm Antoine Glover, and this is Wake Up and Live.
It's about your life and your money. It's the Dave Ramsey Show.
You don't win by accident.
So this is your year to win. You don't get out of debt. You don't save your marriage by accident. You don't increase the quality of your marriage by accident. You don't raise great kids accidentally. These are intentional acts that you make choices on the variables in your environment, and you form and control your life.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays from 1 to 4 on KRDO News Radio.
I'm Greg Koopman, president of Heartfelt Care at Home and host of Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio on Sundays. One thing we've learned for certain during these challenging times is that our seniors, our aging loved ones, are safest at home. Heartfelt Care at Home lets seniors stay safe and independent in their own home. If you're looking for options to keep your aging loved ones safe at home, visit us online today at heartfeltcareathome.com or give us a call today at 719-362-0094.
Hey there, this is Ken Moon. I'd love to have you join me this Saturday afternoon from 4 to 6 for the Around the House program right here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 and 92.5 FM and 1240 on the AM dial. We'll kick around whatever's bugging you around that special place that you call home. Whatever the issues are, I'm pretty sure I can help you. So I'll see you this Saturday afternoon. It's a date, 4 to 6 p.m. for the Around the House program right here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 and 92.5 FM and 1240 AM.
Welcome back to Wake Up and Live with Antoine Glover, your Colorado real estate expert. Here's your host, Antoine Glover.
Welcome back. Antoine Glover here. I'm your host. And guess what you're listening to? That's right. Wake Up and Live. Boy, it's so refreshing. You know, I before I introduce my guest, I had a phone call. Susan, if you're listening, you better be listening. You said you were. But she called me a couple of days ago, actually last week. And she said, you know what, Antoine, you don't know me. But she said, I just turned on your radio program, and it's so refreshing to actually not turn on something that has that constant negative, negative, negative all day, every day. We get bombarded on our phone, computers, on the TV, and it's just so refreshing that you are doing something that is making a difference, a positive difference, and you made me smile. And it made me smile. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I think it's too easy to be negative. And I think it's more of a challenge to see the good in our community, the good in people. And there is a lot of it out there. And speaking of good and goodness, I got Mr. John Lancaster. Now this, it's Castlin Titans now, right?
Well, that's the team.
That's the team. Well, Mr. John and I, we kind of go back. It's such a trip, and we're also here with Whitney, his daughter, my dear friend, back in the restaurant days. It's such a trip to be now on the radio. But John and I go back, probably almost 20 years ago. I think it was the first Builder Bowl. And we're going to tell you a lot more about this Builder Bowl. But it's so weird to kind of come back here to KRDO. I interviewed him and what he was doing regarding Builder Bowl. It was during the morning show during Good Morning Colorado. And you just never know where life is going to the circles that it's just like how you would have never guessed it. You know, Steve Jobs actually said something that kind of proves this point. You can never connect the dots looking forward, but you can always connect the dots looking back. And looking back, and you saw, gosh, dang. And, you know, Whitney, she just got back from Florida, and I didn't think I'd ever see you in person again. And here we are. We're in the studio going to talk to you about what this Builder Bowl, this whole thing is about. John, hi. Welcome.
Good to be here, buddy.
Right on, right. Huh?
Good to see you, man.
All right. This is good stuff.
It takes me back. I mean, 2000, right after 9/11.
Right,
it was the first Builder Bowl.
It was,
and then it was 6 a.m. So you must have been high on the list here at KRDO. You know, it was freezing, and you were like there. And I've never been on TV, and you interviewed, and we frozen, just faces, the red lights.
It was
like crazy.
It was great, John.
Yeah, it was great.
And Builder Bowl. Let's explain what this is and the concept that you had. Now this is we're actually taking a lot from football. I mean, we're taking the concept of football or sport, and you're putting it into a competition, if you will, to build a home. Yeah. But let's go a little bit deeper than that. Okay. It's more than just building a home, right?
Oh, yeah. Home is a very, very, very big word. Okay. People don't buy, like they say, they don't buy a drill because they want a drill. They want a hole. Okay. Well, you don't buy a house because you want a house. You want a home. Okay.
Right.
Home is a very big word. It's your neighbors. It's your community. And, but I've been a builder for my whole family. We've got four brothers. We're all builders and I grew up in it. I've been building for 50 years. I started real young. So
even going back to what I was saying earlier, that have you ever seen a market this crazy right now? Just on a side note,
I tell you, and Colorado Springs is going to be inundated. I mean, people are moving all over. They're shifting. They're moving from there. There's just a big thing of shifting going on. And
right.
People are going, where's home for me?
Gotcha.
You know, and it might not be the city you're in.
Right.
And so if you know more about Colorado Springs, you'll see why it's going to be like, you know, one way U-Hauls, you know what I mean? So it's like, okay, so they're just, so you're in the right position, and it's going to be a zoo. So we builders need to wake up and see that. Okay,
right.
Not everybody, like you said, can afford these larger homes, and do
right.
they really need them? We're actually looking at what do we need?
And Builder Bowl. So what exactly? Okay. Let's explain to our audience how right. kind of football and all this kind of came together.
Well, I grew up in the 70s, and they say if you grew up in the 70s, you remember anything, you weren't there. So I grew up, and my favorite things to do were sports. I love sport. I ran track and everything, and I love the whole winning aspect of it. And but I also love parties. Parties were fun.
Right,
okay,
right,
I mean
right.
It was like, and then I also loved the whole concept of mission, of doing something for something that you know at the end of the day you help somebody.
Right.
You know, those were like really fun. This is actually putting all three of those things together. So, you know, I studied theology, psychology, sociology, right. and business, and I saw how why sports are so popular, because it's not like a pyramid shape; it's an upside down pyramid.
Right.
It's like the worker's on top, gotcha. And yet when the worker wins, or the athlete wins the Super Bowl ring, so does the coach.
Right.
And why isn't business done that way? Why isn't business? Why are the workers at the bottom of the pyramid?
That's a great concept.
It's like on the back of our dollar. It's just what we teach. This pyramid thing, and it doesn't work. But sports is inverted, and missions is, and so I said, and I also studied why is it that we get so much more done on a Friday than a Monday? There's
right.
a whole thing of spirit and adrenaline, and people take it to another level when they are watched, filmed,
right.
cheered for. I mean, so when we did that, I said, well, why don't we have this? Builders are the most competitive people I know.
Right.
They really are. And they don't have a sport. And why are sports mostly, you know, meaningless kinesthetic activities?
Right.
Throwing, catching a ball. Why isn't it like hammering or you know, pulling wire? Why doesn't we get better at that? And at the end of a day, instead of just beer cans and busted kneecaps, we can have a whole house left over.
So are we – we're talking here about building a home within a day?
Now we're looking at 8 hours.
Eight hours to build
a small house.
But
okay,
it's still a quality.
We're going to go half the size home. That we did before. We did it in 01, 02, 03. You were at 01.
Yep.
And then the other next two, if you go to buildable.com, you can look up some of this stuff. But it's really exciting. And as a builder, I did it for like 3 years in a row, and then I had to get back into building. But people said, you need to do this again. So I sold my company in 07, and I started a video production company so that we could do projects like this, among other things. And so we are
on a side note, your video production company, your son Ryan, yeah. who's also part of this, actually
yeah.
Did my video production for my campaign, for yeah. my real estate campaign.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Castlin Productions, by the way.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to throw that in there.
Well, I appreciate it. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, and for you, you know, Wake Up and Live is such a apropos right now. That
right.
is like that you just get a shot that from the mountaintops. That's just what people need to be doing, okay? And so they need some good news, and I appreciate you doing that.
Well,
anyway.
you're very welcome. And Miss Whitney here, geez Louise, it's kind of like you're coming back from your old stomping grounds.
Yeah.
Growing up with your dad, and he's a very genuine, wonderful man. John is, but he's very intense and he's passionate about what he believes in. Come hell or high water, he is not going to stop, and I love that fire. What was it like growing up with Dad over here?
It was all fun, wasn't it?
Oh.
It was
really is that what you want me to say?
Yeah.
Good thing
yeah,
it's not
yeah,
Phil.
You better, okay.
Yeah, no. So yeah, it's just he's had this mindset, like he said, where just things. There needs to be a shift. There needs to be people doing things because they need to be serving other people. You know,
right.
putting other people before you and. The whole millennials and the me, give me, what can you give me? And I went away, got married, have kids now and all this, which
so
is
strange.
So strange to know.
I know. It's I've known her since, like, gosh, you were 18, 19?
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, back in the baby days. But that's – and I took what he was saying with, hey, let's get an idea. Whatever you are good at, whatever you need to be doing in life, do that. But – put it for other people, serve
right.
other people.
Right.
So I started a photography company down in Destin, Florida, and I took what he was telling me with the mindset of giving to other people. So I charged half of the rates that these people were charging for weddings and people that couldn't afford it and military
right.
were in a military family and people I knew that needed to have documentation of their life, their family, their milestones, and took that mentality of that upside down pyramid, just putting the people on top, serving them, did that, and my business exploded down there. It went out the roof to the point where I had to be like, what is going on and where is the next step? So it kind of came full circle in that of getting away from how I kind of grew up with John and what he was always saying. Right. And that was just dad. But then taking that and seeing success in it. And then now kind of coming back together and knowing, hey, I could do it all myself, that all of one mentality.
Right.
But now connecting and being, you know, I'd rather be an eighth of Amazon's, you know, right. fun than all of one, you know.
Right.
And so let's connect together. Let's get this together. And we were really excited with the time and the change with COVID and just how the world is. This sport for builders, this 80% of people out there, the doers, to have something for them that now right. puts them up.
You know, it's funny when you were talking about that. It reminds me many, many years ago when I was serving at a restaurant here in town. And we were at it was like a manager's meeting, you know, the whole staff, we all know those. And I asked, because we were talking about service and how important that is. And I asked a rhetorical question, and I completely trumped them because they weren't expecting this. And I said, if there is a wonderful old lady, 80 years old, with a broiled flounder and an iced tea that comes in every Tuesday, and you have a table that's an $800 table, which one would you pay attention to more? And without missing a beat, they all said, well, the $800 table. And I go, yeah. You missed the point. You missed the point, going back to your point, adding to your point, that you treat that wonderful old lady who comes in the broiled flounder and you know her order or his order just like it was a $1 million table. And you and I, we all three of us, actually four of us, your husband was there yesterday. You know, I think it's J. Paul Getty that says, I would much rather get 1% of 100 people's efforts versus 100% of one person's effort. Right, John?
Oh, man. It's like somebody famous, you might know, said, you know, the servant would be greatest.
Right.
And we keep thinking, oh, that's, you know, shuffle foot, hands in your pocket, you know, go menial things. It's not. When you serve in business, when you serve, you'll have the greatest business. And so
right.
why are Costco and parking lots full and some of these others are not? What? So, you know, think about your customer, and it's what you're doing. And it's, and the companies that serve are going to be the only ones standing in these days.
And I tell you what, I'm seeing, and I'm sure you guys have noticed, since COVID, I have had the worst service in so many places.
Oh, my God.
The attitudes of people and the ones, I really think, going back to service, the ones that are smiling, if you can see them, because they have to wear a mask.
Oh, yeah.
but the ones that are smiling, yeah. upbeat, ready to go, right. Business definitely has to change. And speaking of business, how it has to change, what are you guys, so we're building homes, quality built homes within a day or less. I mean, is it a modular home?
No, they're stick built. They're okay. awesome built, stick built by the best carpenters and folks in town. And
right.
they're the best. And they're usually out there. Nobody knows who they are. They're not celebrated. And we're just putting cameras and cheerleaders and, you know, when we film this thing, we're doing a documentary on it, and we just feel that if they were lifted up a little bit more, okay, serve the workers instead of having money, and make it fun to be a builder, it's like people can say, hey, listen, I'd like to do that, and then they'll take it to another level. And so when people are happy, they take it to another level. And I mean, I'm telling you, builders are they're neat people. And
well, you know, also, which I was very surprised. Pleasantly surprised, the price point.
Oh yeah,
I mean, we're talking the average price point of a home in Colorado Springs is roughly $376,000 and some change. Regardless, it's a lot higher than what a lot of people can afford. Tell me a little bit more about the price point. Why did you want to? You're still making you have a margin on it. Obviously, you're not going to do it to lose money. But tell us right around that price point you're hoping to get these homes at.
Yeah, well, it all depends on the size, of course, and so it you know, depends if we're doing it in the sport itself or
right.
practicing. We can practice on any size house. We can do anything we want. So if anybody out there needs a quality built home, we've got the Titans are like just crazy good. Okay, and
okay.
so they can build your house. We can build your house, and so. But the sport one that we're doing in 8 hours with just 11 guys on it at a time. So we're saying, okay, football team is 11 people.
Right.
Okay. Well, okay, we're going to have 11 and let's see what we can do. Okay.
Right.
And you can have substitution, international soccer rules. And so But in 8 hours, what can you do? What can 11 people working at a time do in 8 hours?
Right.
And we're doing it indoors at Penrose Event Center. We're going to be filming it this year. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Any trades out there, if you think you're good or know somebody's good, you know, look up builderbowl.com or get a hold of Castlin Productions.
Excellent. And how can people find out more about your product? In addition to builderbowl.com, how do they find out a more? Because I'm telling you, folks, this is going to be revolutionary what they are doing. And I don't say that lightly. I had a chance to take a look at the products that they're building here, and they are off the chart and at a price point where it's like, how are you doing it?
It's going to be so much. Houses should not cost what they cost. You know,
right.
How many people can afford $400,000 or $500,000 houses? They really, a worker class, two working families,
right.
$20 each, $25, you still can't afford it.
Right.
So why do they have to get an apartment or this kind of thing? Why not a good little cottage? Okay.
Right.
A quality built cottage, not some mobile home or anything like that, but a quality cottage. Okay. So we can get it down. We can build a house on somebody's land for as low as $39,000.
Wow.
A cottage, okay?
Wow.
But then it can go up to two bedroom, like right. a little efficiency cottage or somebody wants something out. But we can get it up. What we can do with $100,000 on your land
is amazing.
Oh, gosh.
And where do they go for the website on that?
So that you can go to CastlinProductions.com. You can see at the top we have Castlin Cottages and Builder Bowl Cottages because it's kind of going hand in hand, whether it's the sport or if it's just you need somebody that, you know, you've got a parent that's moving back home and you're wanting some of a smaller cottage on your lot and,
right.
you know, all the zoning things too there. But CastlinCottages.com.
Okay.
You can see kind of all the layouts we have, the different features and what makes it different. The stick-built homes. These are amazing guys building them.
Right.
It's not HUD. These aren't modular homes and anything you can get to where that's that look. These are quality, efficient, gorgeous little cottages,
and you definitely have to check these homes out. What you guys are doing is wonderful, it's beautiful. What you're doing for the community is wonderful, and in so many different ways. And you know, I like to use the word obtainable homes, and that's what you guys and gals are doing. And it makes me smile, and it makes my heart jump. Because there is good out there, and especially what's going on in today's world. We're more divided, unfortunately, than ever before. But it's stories like this that makes me realize that we're more alike than we're not.
Yeah, I think if we wake up, the trades and people, different businesses wake up, get involved.
Right.
I think builders have a solution to this housing and homeless problem and affordable housing and all that stuff. So we just need to wake up and come up with some new ideas.
Hey, look at that.
Hey, a little plug.
How about
there
a little
for
plug? People need to wake up and live. And that's going to wrap things up for here. John Whitney, thank you so much for joining me today. We are wrapping things up here on Wake Up and Live. I'm your host, Antoine Glover. Give me a call for any of your real estate needs. If you're looking to buy, sell, or invest in real estate, or if you just have a question about your current home, give me a call, 719-344-0335. Wake up and live and have a wonderful Saturday. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Wake Up and Live with Antoine Glover, your Colorado real estate expert. Wake Up and Live, bringing us the good in and around Southern Colorado. Wake Up and Live airs Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.